This is Biotech Now, your source for news and knowledge about biotech innovations that are transforming our world. Biotech Now is produced by the Biotechnology Industry Organization, BIO.
Welcome to another edition of Biotech Now. This is Tracy Cooley, and today we continue our Leading the Way series, which is co-hosted with Women in Bio, with the current president of Women in Bio, Deb Bose. Welcome, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and about Women in Bio?
A little bit about my background. I have 30 years in the life science industry, predominantly in drugs on the pharmaceutical side. I've held roles in leadership roles in large companies such as Pfizer and Senecor, Amylin, and MedImmune, and in licensing and strategic planning on the business side of the business. And recently, I've accepted a position as the CEO of TDP Biotherapeutics. Women in Bio, I'm also currently the president of Women in Bio for 2011, is an organization that is dedicated to advancing women's careers in life sciences. And a very key organization for me in my career in helping to support me and provide a network that has given me the opportunity to take over as CEO for TDP Biotherapeutics.
And generally speaking, why do you think women's leadership in this industry is so important, and why do you believe the mission of Women in Bio is so critical right now?
The mission, our mission is so critical. When you read the current literature and publications in our industry, we certainly have advanced through the years with women in leadership positions in this industry. However, we are still significantly underrepresented. However, women that are in leadership positions, an entrepreneurial CEO, C-level or executive-level positions within this industry are major contributors to successes in this industry, either in big pharmaceutical companies or in startup opportunities such as myself. That is the purpose of our organization, whether we're helping women advance from their academic position into industry, which we feel is very, very important and very underserved at this point in time in the U.S. as well as other countries, or helping women advance into leadership roles in life sciences.
And why are you personally committed to this group and its mission?
Good question. Well, personally, obviously, I've benefited significantly from the opportunity to be a part of this organization, network with the women who are dedicated to helping other women and their careers. And for me, going from a person in the laboratory in the life science industry now to being the CEO of a startup biotech company, Women in Bio was really there in the last 5 years of my career to propel me into this position. So it's my time to give back as president of the organization this year, and I'm proud and just honored to be a part of this organization and this amazing group of women.
I know that you and Women in Bio are planning several activities around the upcoming Bio International Convention. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. As you may know, Bio is being held here in the Washington, D.C. area, which is in the backyard of our national headquarters for Women in Bio. It's the last week of June, from June 27th to June 30th, and Women in Bio is hosting an international reception on the evening of the 27th for all women or men who are interested in being members of Women in Bio or who are already members or who would like to start chapters in their local areas anywhere in the world. Right now we're opening chapters in other countries outside the U.S. as well as additional states within the U.S. Additional activities we have, Women in Bio will have a booth in the exhibit area during bio. As well, on Tuesday the 28th, we will have what we call a meetup, which is an opportunity, sort of a little cocktail hour, for members and potential new members to meet up and meet the board, the officers, and our chapter leads in various areas of the world. That'll be on Tuesday, and then we have an additional meetup on Wednesday for women in the Boston area who would like to meet Women in Bio, become members of Women in Bio, and potentially start a chapter in the Boston area. So we're going to be very busy with large representation. Oh, I should mention also, our North Carolina chapter will also have a booth within the North Carolina Pavilion, which will be very exciting for women in that state to have the opportunity to get to know many of the women within Women in Bio and our chapter lead for the state of North Carolina. Also, Governor O'Malley has contacted me, as well as a few of the officers of the organization, and requested to have a panel discussion with women who are members of Women in Bio, who are leaders in the life science community in his state, the state of Maryland. So we do have two Women in Bio representatives who have been selected to participate on Governor O'Malley's panel. And I'm honored to say that Maura Kane of Noxalizer, who's the VP of Business Development and Commercialization for that organization, has been selected, as well as myself.
Well, wonderful. And before we close, do you have anything else to add?
I'd just like to encourage anyone who is having the opportunity to listen to this to visit our website, www.womeninbio.org, for events at Bio, and stop by and visit us, get more information about the organization. Keep in mind, too, even though our focus in our title is Women in Bio, we also encourage and have many men who are members and benefit from the organization, the networking, and the opportunities of education through our organization.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being with us, and we hope to see you at the upcoming convention.
Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate it.
And for more information on the convention, please visit convention.bio.org. And thank you to all of our listeners as well. And for Biotech Now, this is Tracy Cooley.
Biotech Now is a production of the Biotechnology Industry Organization, BIO. BIO member companies research and develop innovative technologies that help feed, heal, and fuel the world. Visit us on the web at www.bio.org.